utmost for his highest. March the 3rd. The Unrelieved Quest. Feed My Sheep. John 21:17. The love of God is tin-made. Oh, it is God's nature. When we receive the Holy Spirit, he unites us with God so that his love is manifested in us. When the soul is united to God by the indwelling Holy Spirit, that is not the end. The end is that we may be one with the Father, as Jesus was. What kind of oneness had Jesus with the Father? Such a oneness that the Father sent him down here to be spent for us. And he says, "As the Father has sent me, even so send I you." Peter realizes now, with the revelation of the Lord's hurting question, that he does love him. Then comes the point. Spend it out. Don't testify how much you love me. Don't profess about the marvellous revelations you have had, but feed my sheep. And Jesus has some extraordinary funny sheep, some bedraggled, dirty sheep, some awkward, butting sheep, some sheep that have gone astray. It is impossible to weary God's love, and it is impossible to weary that love in me if it springs from the one centre. The love of God pays no attention to the distinctions made by natural individuality. If I love my Lord, I have no business to be guided by natural temperament. I have to feed his sheep. There is no relief and no release from this commission. Beware of counterfeiting the love of God by working along the line of natural human sympathy, because that will end in blaspheming the love of God.